My name is Jane Patterson. I am Associate Professor of New Testament and Director of Community Care at Seminary of the Southwest. I also received a Certificate of Individual Theological Study at the seminary in 1993. This is my Advent meditation based on today's readings. Psalm 119 witnesses to the deep love of Torah that was surely at the center of Jesus' own faith, love that is also evident in the faithfulness of the first slave in Matthew's parable, the one who sees care of the household as a sacred trust. The parable is part of a series of teachings on the unexpected arrival of the Son of Man and the stark distinction between the ready and the unready. But here, where a slave master returns, is where I lose heart. I traveled to Alabama last summer with seminary colleagues to visit the Lynching Memorial Legacy Museum and to join in the Daniel's pilgrimage. The image of God as slaveholder is almost too painful for me to get my mind around. Of course, slave imagery in the New Testament simply reflects economic realities of first century Galilee, as wealthy absentee landlords put their money into land and wrung profits from it by slave labor. But why is it here? Why doesn't Jesus use some other metaphor to speak of God's relentless love, seeking us out when we least expect it? Perhaps Jesus must pick up a broken metaphor to communicate with a broken world. Perhaps the parable of the slaveholder's household is actually an invitation to break out of a world of slaves and masters, to greet the arrival of pure love with mutual, unfettered joy. Let us pray. God of all times and ages, teach us to see the world we are given as a sacred trust, and make us ready in Christ to greet you. Amen.